As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That is strong producing by Jimmy, as there is rain all over South Florida. That time of year, June. We're in June. It is hurricane season, by the way. We are officially in hurricane season. That began yesterday, June 1st, every year. So we're going to start getting those updates. It's what happens this time of year. But we have reached the promised land the week of the Stanley Cup final. We've talked about it. We've hoped about it. We knew last week Edmonton would be the team. And finally, the week is upon us. We will have Stanley Cup final action on Wednesday from Edmonton. Talking with Mike Cugno today from CBS4. He's flying to Edmonton right now. We're going to have boots on the ground as our coverage will get underway in earnest on Wednesday. But it is Stanley Cup week. And obviously the question for us here in South Florida, can the Florida Panthers repeat as Stanley Cup champions? That is a rare bird, but we shall see beginning Wednesday. Your coverage, complete coverage of the Stanley Cup final will take place on this radio station. You will be able to hear every second of every game. Our friend Channing Crowder has missed the last couple of weeks due to the passing of his father, but he will be back today. He is joining us today, endeavoring to sign in, I'm guessing, right now as we speak. But Channing will be back with us, and we're very glad to have him back. Obviously, there's a lot of sports going on with the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final underway. And, you know, there is this, I don't know, this weird narrative about when it comes to the NBA. Oh, Indiana and OKC, about two smaller market teams, Midwest teams going at it. And there's people who I think are kind of right on Twitter, like, oh, I can't watch the NBA Finals because the markets are too small. And nobody cares. It's just basketball. Like, you're watching the two teams who made it to the final. So I don't know why the average person would care if it's Indiana and OKC, just like I don't know if the average person cares if it's Florida out of Sunrise and Edmonton out of Alberta when it comes to the NHL final. Like, you get to the end, you get to the end. But here is Channing Crowder. He is back with us. We missed you. We're glad to have you back. And everybody was thinking about you, and everybody is glad that you are back.
Yes, yes. And I appreciate it. And people just love to complain. That's what, you know, I was listening before I came in. People just want to complain about anything that happens. If it was the Celtics and the Lakers, we've seen this before. They just never going to complain about whatever goes on. But I did listen a lot when I was off, and I wanted to thank y'all for the kind words. I saw it on Twitter, and I actually listened to the segment that y'all posted live, because I was listening, driving around a lot, doing a lot of stuff. So Hawk, Solana, Jimmy, thank y'all for the kind words about Big Randy. And we're just getting through it now. We have his memorial Saturday. So, yeah, we're just hanging out. Casey and Ryan and Funky Buddha, you know, they let us do in the memorial there. I think it's a lot better to do it at a brewery for my dad than a church, because he didn't go to church, but he went to breweries a lot.
It's so appropriate. He loved beer. And like it says on the invite, it's a celebration of life, which is what it really, you know, it needs yes. to be. People sometimes pray. It's hard to remember that when you're in the moment, because it's final yeah. when it hit, you think you're ready, and then all of a sudden the finality hits you. But it is so important to remember to celebrate someone's life. And Big Randy loved a big old beer.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's wild, because I've heard stories over the last 2 weeks that I haven't heard in 40 years about him, where I wish I'd heard those stories when he was still alive, so we could have laughed and messed around about it. But that's that old cliche, you know, celebrate me when I'm alive, because now, you know, now I'm dead. Now I can't tell him about the story when him and Larry Litter were about to get into a fight down on South Beach back in the day, or when him and Nat Moore were doing this, and I'm hearing all these crazy stories, all this fun stuff. And that's what we're trying to do as a family. That's what I'm trying to, I guess, the family. I'm like, y'all, Randy wouldn't want us sitting around here crying. Randy would want us having a good time, messing around, joking, playing like he did everywhere he did. And not to hear his laugh again, you know, the finality of it, like you said, that's, I know you lost your parents too, Hawk. Like the finality of it, even if you know it's coming, Randy had a lot of medical problems. But when I was sitting there next to him, what was that, early Tuesday morning, and they have all the screens up, and they have all the beep, boop, doop, doop, bop, bing, ding, 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 and it's noise everywhere. And then we're sitting there, me, Chenta, Chris, her spouse, like it's like five of us in the room, and then it all went silent. And we kind of looked at him in the bed, and it was, and now all the lines went straight. It was like, damn, yeah, that's it. Like, it's not mind blowing, but you see all these damn computers and screens that are attached to him. But to be there holding his hand, I actually had a fishing lure that I brought, because he loved to fish. He wasn't worth a damn at fishing, but he loved to fish. So he had a fishing lure in his hand. His wife was holding his other hand. I was holding his hand when he finally did go to a better place. But it was I've never lost somebody this close. And this was a new thing for me at 41 years old. And it was different. It really was different. So I appreciate the kind word. Everybody, I got tweets and texts and emails and DMs on everything. And anybody listening that did send me something, I appreciate all the love that I've gotten over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, everybody was thinking of you. Everybody was thinking about Randy. Those of us who knew Chinta, his wife, thinking about her.
Yeah.
And, you know, doesn't make it any easier to know everybody's thinking about you, but everybody was thinking about you, and there's no magic words and whatever. It's just something that everybody's going to have to go through, and it doesn't make it fun, and it doesn't make it easy, but, you know, something knowing about, you know, there's a whole bunch of people who are thinking of you and worried about you, yeah. because we saw it on the text line every day. I would get texts from people, how's Crowder doing? And I'd be like, yeah, I mean, he's Crowder. I mean, he's doing what Crowder does. But your dad was, he was, you know, like we said on the air, and again, you know, I was around him several times over the course of the years, was always friendly, was always upbeat, always enjoyed being out and being around people and drinking a beer and just having a good time. Like never, you know, just one of those guys, you'd see him and you'd smile. And so, yeah, he will definitely be missed. There's a lot of you in him.
Yes.
A lot of him in you, I should say.
A lot of him in me, I guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't get stymied by questions in my whole life. Like you ask me a question, I got an answer for you. I'm shooting from the hip. When people ask, like even that, hey, how you doing? I'm doing, like, you know, it's a weird, like, I can't say, oh, good. I'm not good, but we're making it, we're talking, and then to support other people through it with Chinta, with my sisters, with my, you know, my wife, with my, to break it to my kids. And like, it was just such a, and I was the one down here in it. So I'm the one to have to make all the calls. And it's like, so it's crying after crying after crying. Then I start crying. Then you hang up that call, got to call somebody else. As soon as you call them, they start crying. So then you start crying. And then, so it was the to be the, I guess, the point of delivery to, that was something that I didn't ask for. Like I said, he had a medical problem, but it was a, like I said, at 41 years old, I didn't think I had too many more experiences. And y'all know I've lived a long, you know, eventful life. This was a new experience for me these last couple weeks, which was good, which I think I grew, emotionally I had to grow because I had to hold it together for numerous other humans, which that wasn't a thing that I was comfortable with, but I think it made me a better person. And that's what I'm hoping for, Randy. The craziest thing is that now, like, I'll be driving up to a red light and it'll turn green. And I'd be like, oh, appreciate it, Randy. Randy's not changing the red light. It's on a timer. But I'm thinking he's watching out for me at different. We went fishing. Every time we go fishing, we catch a fish. I'd be like, oh, appreciate it, Pops. He didn't put that fish on the line. The damn shiner put that fish on the line. But I still like it, still just pops up in my head, which is cool. And just the appreciation of you know, of my dad, Through these last 2 weeks, like I said, it's crazy how many new stories I've heard about him. We lived together for a year. I'm hearing more stories now than I've heard in decades of knowing people, different people, because now they want to just say, damn, yeah, I was about to get locked up one night. And Randy told me, man, don't punch that dude in the face. Come on, man, let's go grab a drink. And yeah, he got me out of jail, crowd. I'm like, damn, you should have told me that story 3 years ago. I love that story.
Yeah, there are a lot of memories about him on social media. Obviously, he played for the Dolphins, played for the Buccaneers. People who knew sports down here, I was telling the story about Dave Wanstead up in Pennsylvania. I mean, he was one hell of an athlete. I'm seeing a whole bunch of those pictures, too, that I hadn't seen in a long time, if ever, of him playing for the Dolphins and the Buccaneers, you know, when he was young and in football shape. And, yeah, they were jaw-dropping to look at.
I saw a video I saw in my life of him and Don Reese. They were at a golf tournament, and they were asking him about the preseason game, and Randy was kind of a butt wipe. He was like, man, they put anybody in front of me, they ain't going to block me. Like, it is what it is. I'm like, damn, I appreciate that, Pops. Go on, talk your crap then.
Well, he will be missed. Rest in peace, Randy Crowder. We're glad to have you back, and we love you, and we're glad you're here and get to work through it with us. But we missed you while you were gone. Let's start with headlines. We're going to talk plenty of sports today, and we'll certainly give our Randy Crowder memories over the course of time, and keep him certainly when Guacamole Day rears its head and Avocado Day, we will think of him. But yeah, rest in peace, Randy Crowder. Let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, Crowder?
Solana, your Sawgrass Mall thing had me in the car pissed. Hawks, Liam Eikenberg, and your Sawgrass Mall thing had, like, I wanted to call in. I didn't want to be lame, though, and just call when I got mad.
I'm driving 2 hours now to a mall. I mean, I don't understand what the hell's happening on this show. I genuinely don't understand.
Doing the same thing.
I see how you make people upset.
We have the Panthers and the Oilers Wednesday, and on Thursday, NBA Finals Game One. The New York. Can we just? Oh, come on. Can we all just share a moment here about the New York Knicks? I mean, they they changed street names. They changed street names to OG Anunoby. I mean, come on, man. Let's change Fifth Avenue to Mikal Bridges Avenue. Like, okay. Oh, they won one series against Boston, and they're changing street names in New York City over this team. And they couldn't even beat Thomas Bryant. They couldn't beat Thomas Bryant and the Pacers. Oh, man. What a weekend.
Oh, boy, I told y'all Carl Anthony Towns going to let you down every time.
There is a big question for them of what they do now, because Jalen Brunson needs help.
Yes. I heard Giannis, like him, Giannis and Jalen, that would be crazy, I think. I'd hate that.
That would be crazy. And Giannis would own that city. I don't know if it would happen or could happen, but that Jalen Brunson needs help. Like, they have a legit problem because they're good. But they're not championship good.
No. No. They'll go to the playoffs next to the same team. Carl Anthony Towns is going to let you down. I told y'all that all year.
The Knicks have no picks. They traded 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. They have nothing to go get Giannis Antetokounmpo. So unless Giannis is specifically saying,
if he says, I want to go to New York.
I want to go to New York, but, I mean, they're going to have to trade everybody and find, like, 5 more teams to get involved. It would have to be the most complicated trade in NBA history in order to get the necessary capital over to Milwaukee. And, I don't see how that happens. I genuinely don't.
Don't you, like, to that point, like, it would be Carl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby. It would be all
everybody
those but ancillary pieces.
Everybody yeah. but Jalen Brunson. But still, like, they don't have draft capital. And Milwaukee's not trading Giannis unless they're going to go on a youth movement and they're going to want picks. So it really does stymie New York's ability to do anything moving forward. Like, they can make some small moves here or there, and maybe they'll trade OG or Cat if they want. Like, they can do stuff like that, but they're not going after Wales.
They're in the same spot that the Heat were in with Jimmy Butler, kind of. And Jalen Brunson's more of a, obviously, scoring threat. So you don't have that aspect of it. But they really need a mega superstar, i.e. Steph Curry, to pair with them, which Jimmy got in Golden State. And it's not out there. It's the same problem that the Heat are going to face this offseason. Like, there's two guys, KD and Giannis, and I'm not even certain what category KD falls into just because of his age and kind of the track record of where he's been other than Golden State. So I don't know. There's going to be a few teams in that situation where they need a superstar, and the one who's available is Giannis.
Damn, Tyrese Halliburton. His dad comes back. He goes crazy. Goodness gracious. What the hell?
He did not win Eastern Conference Finals MVP, by the way. That went to Pascal Siakam over Tyrese Halliburton.
There's video of it. Halliburton thought it was him. He was smiling and started to move forward. He was legitimately shocked it went to Siakam.
Pascal Siakam is Hustle Man. How does Hustle Man? He has no, like, real skill. He just hustles.
He's good, bro. He's legit good. And his story, no joke, his story is out of this world. He was playing basketball without borders in Africa. I think he's from Cameroon, and he was G League MVP. Then he came up in the NBA. He won a title with the Toronto Raptors. They traded. The Pacers sent Bruce Brown, Jordan Mora, and 3 first-round picks to Toronto last January in 2024 for Pascal Siakam. And that trade, 3 firsts for Pascal, I think it's fair to say paid off. Dude won them a conference finals MVP. And he's, like, legit, legit good.
Yeah, that Pacers story is cute now until they see he damn OKC Thunder hurtings for him. I want to show my hand on my bet, but goodness gracious, it's over.
Have you guys ever seen the Drewski skit? And it played out in real time. It was hilarious. He played in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, and he didn't have a good game, but he played in the game. And when they were going to hand out the MVP trophy, I don't know who won it, but he set up a skit where, like, he was going to approach the trophy like he's going to win. They call out another name, and he's kind of looking around like, huh? And he pretends to be hyped up. It played out as the skit for Tyrese Halliburton with Pascal Siakam, exactly like the Drewski skit. It was hilarious.
It was funny because Halliburton really took a step. If you look at his legs, he takes a step.
Yep.
As they're starting to announce it, and then has to kind of freeze in his tracks and then, you know, applaud for Pascal Siakam.
Because Halliburton had that triple-double game with no turnovers. But Pascal
Halliburton,
had 40 and
Halliburton's
40 and
more
40.
Gaudy. Like you say, you know, Siakam, he's got great hustle. But Halliburton, gaudy on the reverse side as well. He had a game where he needed to score, and he put up 7, I think, or 8 points. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But he puts up gaudy numbers.
It was a game winner. Why Tyrese Halliburton, I think everybody thought was going to win that trophy. But at that point, Hawk, he takes that step forward. You got to pull the Shaq in 2006. Handing the trophy to Dwayne Wade.
Where you grab it to hand to him.
I want
as
everybody
if,
to know.
I dub you now. I crown you Eastern Conference MVP.
Heady play, Shaq. Heady play. I wanted everybody to know I wanted Wade to have this trophy. Like, okay. All right, big fella. There was some major Panther news today, and a really good feel-good moment surrounding Sasha Barkov or Alexander Barkov. So he won the Selke Trophy, which is handed to the best defensive forward in the NHL. 2nd straight season he wins this trophy, and 3rd in the last 5 years. He's been honored with this award, becoming just the 6th player all time to win this award 3 or more times. He won the King Clancy Trophy for leadership, contribution, basically a community steward trophy. And he was surprised by kids from the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, which he's heavily involved in today. They handed him both of the trophies. It was really cool.
Yeah, he is that dude. On and off the ice, he is that dude.
And I heard this morning, Paul Maurice on with Joe. I love Paul Maurice.
The best.
He asked about the playing style and all. He was like, yeah, we don't have to really play. We had to shoot well, or, you know, we could mess up here or there, but just our playing style kind of is just going to give people, you know, hell whenever they go against it. So we're always in every game, home or away. And I was like, goodness gracious, I love this.
He's the kind of coach that you dream of when you're coaching a super team, where the coach recognizes, hey, I've got talent that's so deep. I pretty much can sit back here, let them do their thing. No one needs to get rattled because our talent is going to overcome. And again, it does a little bit of diminishing his style of play. So he puts in his game plan, but then he's got these uber talented guys. Because many a coach would be like, oh, you know, it's the X's and the O's, and you know, where they would, and he never does that. He's just like, yeah, we've got an unbelievably talented group of guys. We're gonna go out there and nothing to worry about, nothing to see. Even with the congratulation line, you know, at the end of the series, which some people criticize him for, which I kind of criticize him for as well. But it's a whole different story. But he really is like, yeah, let the players do their thing, and I'm an innocent bystander. And it's cute, and I like it. He's not an innocent bystander, though. I mean, it is literally his system that turned the Panthers from a competitive top-tier team to the best team in the NHL.
Yep.
By the way, Lundell, Lostarinen, and A.J. Greer didn't practice over the weekend. Paul Mo said the only question mark going into Wednesday, or really the entire series, is A.J. Greer. We don't know what injury he has because they don't tell us, but that's the only question mark, according to Paul Maurice.
Notoriously secretive league.
Who's Paul Mo?
Paul Mo.
Paul Mo?
No one calls him Paul Mo.
Mm-mm.
Not Paul Mo.
First time I've ever heard that.
Paul Mo.
Paul Mo.
I mean, Mo is notoriously used for Maurice or Mauricio Mo. So Paul Mo, Paul Maurice.
Coach Mo. It would never be Paul Mo. It would be Coach Mo.
I think everybody calls him Paul Mo. I think Joe Rose calls him Paul Mo on the air. I heard it today.
No, sir.
Didn't hear that. I was listening.
Hurricanes baseball are in a must-win game situation tonight against Southern Miss. Winner advances at 9, by the way, to the Super Regional. Loser is eliminated.
In fact, we're going to talk with Joe Zagacki in the next segment.
And over the weekend, the Marlins won a game Saturday, 1-0. Jimmy and I were in the building yesterday. They did not win the game. But they have the Rockies 3-game series beginning today at 6:40. And over on the pitch, Inter-Miami blew out Columbus Saturday 5-1. Messi dominated the game. They take a break in MLS action. Next game is June 14th. That is the FIFA Club World Cup. They're going to play Al Ahly in the first game of the tournament.
I don't know if you saw while you were gone, Crowder, but Matt Mervis was designated for assignment, so he is done with the Miami Marlins.
That 119 batting average got to him, huh?
But we're riding with him wherever he ends up, whether it's AAA, independent league, another major league team. We are riding with him. The Mervis militia rides on.
Let me call the Savannah Bananas. He might.
I'm telling you, if he ends up with the Savannah Bananas, the Mervis militia is right there with him. We are not abandoning Matt Mervis, not by any stretch of the imagination.
And Hawk, I was thinking, if nobody picks up Matt Mervis, then it's on this show to create a team. They have the Savannah Bananas. I'm declaring we create the Boca Raton Matzo Balls, and we join Banana Ball.
I think we just have them on every Friday around 5 for the Sabbath.
Okay.
Just seems easier than creating a team.
Okay.
and our gym is Mervis?
Yeah. And for a Jewish baseball league, like, he'll play for Team Israel, I'm guessing. Still, I hope he hasn't played himself out of his roster spot on Team Israel.
I know Team Israel needs that 117 batting average bad.
I'm a whole different game. The international game is a totally different game.
I was going to say, man, I hope they can field 9 better players than old Matt Mervis, man.
No, we're not doing this. No, sir.
What's the process here? Like, how does this work? He gets DFA'd, then what? He clears waivers or?
I think, what is there, 30 days for an MLB team to pick him up or 7 days? I don't know what it is, but anyone can claim him. If he doesn't get claimed, then, you know, Marlins are free to re-sign him if they want. I mean, a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can happen, but the Mervis militia rides down. That's all I'm telling. Mm-hmm. This is a story to be continued.
Your weather, Remy DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7. Jimmy, you want to go ahead and let everybody know what the weather is?
It's raining.
That's your weather.
Good forecast. Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment. I do want to talk a little Canes baseball because they're a win away from the Super Regionals, but also football's less than 100 days away. And I want to ask him about the Mark Light shakes as well, because, you know, there's no more games at Mark Light, but they had some interesting ones over the course of the season. I want to see if he went outside his comfort zone, got something other than the Joe Z this summer. So we'll find out from Joe Zagacki.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Arriba, pa bajo, pa centro, pa entro.
Arriba, banana, Rodrigo, arepa.
And Crowder.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joe Zagacki is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline on this rainy Monday. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. And so the Hurricanes baseball team plays tonight in the Hattiesburg Regional Final. They got pounded 17-6 yesterday. They let up seven runs in the first inning. They let up a lot of runs in the first inning. Tonight, though, 9 p.m., they've got Southern Miss. Games on ESPN+. Win and advance to the Super Regional. So, Canes tonight, Canes baseball, win and advance. Speaking of baseball, by the way, earlier in the show, we had talked about Matt Mervis, our favorite Miami Marlin. He was not claimed on waivers, and so he has been sent to the Marlins AAA organization in Jacksonville. So Matt Mervis remains part of the Marlins organization. The Mervis militia lives on, and I'd like to set a little show field trip up to Jacksonville, only a couple hours by car, and we'll go catch the jumbo shrimp game, and we'll cheer on for our guy. So
I'm down.
Matt Mervis lives on. Joe Zagacki's with us. So Joe, the Canes baseball team, little bit of a surprise, right, in the Hattiesburg Regional, because I know that they upset Alabama to start the regional. Now they're a win away from the Super Regional. Is this a little bit of a surprise?
Well, I think most people thought Southern Miss would play Alabama for the championship, so that was a good win for Miami when they beat Alabama on Friday. Very exciting game. Guy hit the ball to the deepest part of the park. Almost a three-run walk-off home run, but it stayed in the park. Southern Miss got upset by Columbia. Miami beats them, but then got, as you mentioned, Hawks smashed last night. So tonight, all hands on deck, every arm, I think, pretty much available. They need a good start. Imagine they'll go with the kid, Reese Lumpkin, who's their midweek starter. And any sign of trouble, you know, Charlie Holsapp, anybody that's available to throw will throw. But you got to avoid, a nine-run inning. You can't do much about that. If you give up nine runs in an inning, you're going to get knocked out. Southern Miss got three players with 15 home runs or more, so good power hitting team, home field advantage. But this is a University of Miami team that I think is underestimated. I don't think it's the most talented team that they've ever had, but a very close knit team and usually give you a great effort. So it'll take all of the above tonight.
And so you said a lot of those words like Cinderella, you know, underestimated, you know, maybe not the best talent. Can we still see Cinderellas in college baseball? Because it's starting to get away from that in basketball and football. But the Cinderella story in college baseball, is it still there?
Oh, yeah. I think it was Texas San Antonio knocked out Texas. Texas was the number two seed, overall seed, the number one team in the country for most of the year. They got beat at home. Vanderbilt got knocked out by Wright State, who lost to Louisville. So Louisville advances. The winner of the game tonight plays Louisville. So Vanderbilt was the number one overall seed. They got knocked out. Bad day for the SEC, Crowder. Two of the big guns got knocked out, Texas and Vanderbilt. So, yeah, I think so. In baseball, it does happen. Probably not as much as it did in the past, but it's still there, yes.
You know if I can bet Jacksonville jumbo shrimp games on the Hard Rock app, like, because someone texts in, you're going to save money with Mervis being in the minors. You don't have to bet him to hit home runs all the time, but can I bet jumbo shrimp props?
Probably bet on a wiffle ball tournament nowadays.
Will you book my bets, Joe? If I can find it on the Hard Rock app, will you book my bets?
No, I'll leave that to you, Hawk. You know the ins and outs of that very well.
Well, I only know the outs. I don't know the ins very well.
You do not want me handling any kind of betting for you. Sure way to go bankrupt.
Jumbo shrimp props, man. I'm not done with this Mervis guy. By a long shot. I'm the captain going down with the ship. I ain't going.
keep playing your fiddle.
There's still a chance. I saw Joe the list of Miami, of Mark Light shakes for the Miami Hurricanes baseball games this season.
Yes.
Did you do anything different? That we know the Joe Zagacki is your favorite shake, obviously. What is the Joe Z?
The Joe Z is a vanilla shake with hot fudge and marshmallow.
All right. So this season, though, Mark Light shakes, some of the ones that they had a pulled pork milkshake when NC State was in town. They had a chicken and waffles shake when Georgia Tech was here. They had a pimento cheese shake when it was Masters Week. They had a cheesesteak milkshake when Villanova visited. Did you try any of those this season?
Okay, so like Mitch from Mark Light Shakes, he comes up to the broadcast booth about midway through the game, which is good because that's when I'm hungry. And he does bring different shakes. Usually he brings the Joe Z, but he did bring me during the Notre Dame series, the Lucky Charms shake. I'm not really sure what was in it other than Lucky Charms, which was kind of odd because the Lucky Charms came up through the straw. I'm not a big Lucky Charms cereal fan, but the shake was pretty good, except for the Lucky Charms part of it. And then he did bring me the GM, which is a bunch of chocolate. So that was good. Very, in contention with the Josie. The one that I have not had, I don't know why I have not had this, Hawk. That would be right in my wheelhouse. But they have a shake called the Eight Laterals. How could I not have the Eight Laterals?
Well, what's in the Eight Laterals?
Eight chocolate mix-ins in a double chocolate ice cream shake. They put eight different kinds of chocolate. I don't know how many, maybe it's like hazelnut and, I don't know, whatever kind of chocolate's out there, they put into this shake called Eight Laterals.
Yeah, that's kind of a whiff on your part to not have had the Eight Lateral shake.
I know. Yep.
You didn't try any of the outlandish ones. I mean, Lucky Charms, I mean, it was a cereal mix-in, but you didn't try any of the cheese steak, the pimento cheese, none of that?
I can officially say I stayed away from that. Did not try that.
All right. Fair
I did enough. Not want to have my stomach pumped.
Understood.
Hey, Joe, we're talking about baseball quickly. They make fun of me about my Pete Rose signed baseball. Now that he can get in the Hall of Fame, they've lifted the ban. Would you be interested? Maybe we can meet at Dunkin' Donuts and talk about a price on this thing.
It's worth a donut.
The Pete Rose signed baseball is going to be worth something more than a donut.
Joe, he signed 500,000 baseballs. In the span of 20 years, he had a desk at a sports memorabilia store in Las Vegas where literally he just signed baseballs 12 hours a day for, 20,000 days straight.
Did you ever go to his restaurant in Boca Raton? It was right in your backyard.
Loved Pete Rose's. He was an excellent.
His brother was the chef. We used to do shows out of there.
Yeah, when Pete Rose, the heyday of Boca was when Pete Rose's was open on one side of Glades and Wilt Chamberlain's was open on the other side of Glades.
He was a regular on our station. He didn't sign any baseballs for us, but he was a regular on the station.
He had a little studio there in the Pete Rose restaurant.
Yeah. That's correct.
Joe, well, just hey Joe, give me a day this week, morning this week. We go to Dunkin' Donuts, Griffin and Flamingo, and we talk about the price of this ball.
All right, Crowder, I'll be walking tomorrow. So I'll be out at like 9:15. Just stop. You know where I walk.
And then text me also, Joe. Text me a line on Mervis home run, anytime home run for his first game with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
All right, you got it. All right.
Joe, hey, so Hurricanes football, we're less than 100 days away from the season opener where they host Notre Dame. Yep. Do you like, by the way, opening the season with a monster opponent?
Yes and no. From a broadcasting standpoint, it gives you something to look forward to. I like it's a Super Bowl, the first game of the year, so I do like that. It makes you work a little harder, going into the game. Probably the same for the team, but I do like it. I enjoy the hype. I think it's great from a broadcast standpoint. Now, from a team standpoint, I think if you have a good team. A very good team, you don't mind playing those games. If your team is rebuilding or you don't know, then you'd like to find an opponent that you can beat and find something out about your team. But Miami has a good team. They've recruited at a high level. They worked the transfer portal. They've got all the ingredients. They won 10 games last year. So, yeah, I say, yeah. The thing I like about this one is it's the first time they're playing one of these big opponents at home. In the past, we played we went to Dallas and played LSU on Labor Day Sunday, played Alabama in Atlanta, opened up on Labor Day night at Louisville. So this one's at home. I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, I do. I think it's good for broadcasters, and I think it's, in this case, for the University of Miami, I think it's good for them as well. Got a great opponent. Notre Dame played in the championship game last year. They bring back a ton of their same players. They need to find a quarterback. They're going to have a new quarterback, but they got a great backfield. So I think it's going to be an intriguing matchup, and I'm thrilled they're starting the season this way.
Hold on. I think my mic went out.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah, it just sounded like it did.
Oh, back now?
Yeah, you're back. He's my own personal DBJ, Joe.
Yeah, you know, yeah, ball players, Joe. We don't know what's going on. So is Mario bringing it back? Because like you just brought up, they give me hell when I say we because I'm a Gator. But
did you notice that Joe, when he talked about opening the season against a big time opponent, but it's not at home usually, he didn't mention the Florida game? I love that. Yeah, that was a nice little throwing of the shade there.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, no, you were talking about big time opponents.
Yeah,
I got the shade, Joe. That damn what was it, Camping World Stadium? I hate it. But so is Mario bringing him back because they didn't the whole got to win the ACC. We've established that. But is it slowly coming back to where you want it to be? Because you were there during the heyday, and now it seems as if, and even as a Gator, Joe, I can say it seems as if we're sneaking back to that realm of being in with the Alabamas, the Michigans, the teams, the SEC teams, we have Georgias. It seems like that the UM Canes are sneaking back into that conversation.
I think this season will tell us if Miami's getting back into that. They won 10 last year, and I've always said a million times, if you win 10, you should be playing for something. Usually, you're right in the hunt for some kind of big prize if you win 10 games. Vegas, by the way, I think says Miami's at 8.5. That won't be good enough. So, yeah, I think this season, Crowder, I don't think they're back to that point where they were the dominating teams of the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. But I think from a talent standpoint, they're getting there. They're no longer, if you take a look at the matchups and the way I do it and compare the depth charts and all that stuff, I don't think it's tilted anymore in the direction of the opponent. It's tilted more toward the University of Miami. I look at the depth charts now and go, okay, Miami has players when they're playing these big games that would start for other teams. The last prior to Mario, it wasn't quite that way. But this will tell a lot to answer your question. I think that can't be answered until we see how they play this year. And a lot of that's going to be decided probably by mid-October because they're going to play Notre Dame, Florida, and Florida State. They'll have those three games in the books, but by October the 4th. And they've got to get off to a great start. You look at last year, the first nine games, they averaged about 47 points a game. The opponent was at 22 points. The last four games, they go from 9-0 to 1-3. Offense went down to 36 points a game. The opponent averaged 31 points a game. The first nine games, Miami turned it over nine times. The last four games, they turned it over seven times. So that trend can't continue as we start this season. But new players, new season, and I expect big things.
Speaking about new players, Joe, quick on the way out, the being the guy after the guy is tough. So Carson Beck comes in after a Heisman, the guy that finished in the, what was he? I think he was second in the Heisman race with Cam Ward. Do people expect Carson to do what Cam did, and can Carson do what Cam did?
And is he healthy?
I'm sure, number one, people expect Carson to do what Cam did. Can Carson do what Cam accomplished? I don't know. His numbers have been pretty good in his career. The thing about Cam Ward is he invested 6 months of his life, 7 months of his life everything he had into football. This is, I think, a pretty good lesson. He invested everything he had into football, which included the University of Miami. He put everything he had into it, and it changed his life. It completely changed the rest of his life. He became the first pick in the draft. So if Carson Beck is looking at anything that Cam Ward did last year, I would say you got to look at the work ethic of Cam Ward and say he invested so much, he changed his life. That's where you got to start. So if he's going to match Cam Ward, then I think it has to start with, you know, investing everything he has into it. You look at his lifetime numbers at Georgia. This is a guy that can play. Some people are trying to make the case about, you know, this wasn't a good pickup by Miami, whatever, whatever. His last six games last year, he threw 11 touchdowns against no interceptions. He completed nearly 70% of his passes. The end of the season, I think 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. But he's very accurate. He knows how to diagnose plays. He's a pocket quarterback. He's not going to be the same kind of runner as Cam, but he can produce, and he has to produce. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Can't get around that. He's got to be a guy that plays at a high level, but he's certainly capable of doing it.
You guys see the reports over the weekend of what Cooper Flagg made for NIL last season?
Y'all sent me that video. Goodness gracious.
Like $24 million.
Why didn't he stay in college?
That's because we were having that conversation. Like, maybe you would stay, and then we were like, well, you can't make as much even with NIL as you can on an NBA deal. Well, I think he did. If those reports are correct, he did. That's wild.
$24 million.
Yeah, $28 million. Solano says $28 million.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
Unbelievable.
Hey, and on Joe, that we all doing something wrong, Joe. Look at it, we all doing something wrong.
They got beat in the Final Four, right? They didn't make it, so.
Yeah, that guy's a bum.
That $28 million went out the window when he missed that last shot. For $28 million, he's got to make that shot, right?
I guess so. We'll see you, Joe.
All right, fellas. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, 9:15, 1:36. I got you,
Miami,
bro.
Miami Hurricanes tonight, 9 p.m. Baseball team can go to the Super Regionals with a win tonight.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Damn, Joe. Back at it again with the khaki pants.
Hawk and Crowder.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.